One of my earliest memories is walking. My grandfather worked at General, and this was like my daycare, like before preschool. So I was like 3 and a half. But walking down 24th Street with him, or him putting me on his shoulders, walking there, and how lively the street is, kind of like it has its own, the ambient noise. And then I remember him telling me, I love this street because this is the closest thing to Nicaragua.
There were tons of record stores that sold Latin music. There's this one called Discolandia, which is legendary, on 24th Street. And the sign still exists today, although the place has now passed through many subsequent businesses in there. But it was a meeting point for the community, the Latino community. Like, you know, as record stores are or have been, you know.
And then there was another record store on Mission and 19th. I don't even remember what the hell that place was called. It was like Latin Records, some shit like
yeah.
that. Like Latino Records or something, but that place was just filled with cassettes, CDs, records, and memorabilia. And they had like all of these things in the wall. So you walk in, on the right-hand side, all these handprints, like Tito Puente handprints and stuff like that. Like, you know, famous artists. And I remember they had Celia Cruz's wigs on display there.
Wow.
When she died, they had a pink wig there, and they had a blue one, and I was like, man, that's like, it was cool. My whole life I've been drumming on these streets, you know, like, we're gonna play on the street today. With a lot of these guys, that's like how we started the band. We would take out drums every Tuesday, that's like the day we rehearse, and go to different parks around here and play. Especially because of all the gentrification, we said, man, we should go out and play these drums. OGs come by, man, we used to do this shit. Oh, we remember when John Santos got arrested for doing this shit in Dolores Park. And it was cool to see like the response we would get. They would come and play with us too, or just vibe out.
Our guitarist Manolo used to live in this house, this communal house called, affectionately dubbed the Thug Mansion, but it was actually some of the most woke activists, decolonized thinkers and artists that lived there. And I used to love going there. They had this house on in Bernal Heights with this killer view of the whole Mission District and the skyscrapers of downtown in the background. And the house was a little worn down, but you could tell it was very loved as well. You know, like there was artwork everywhere, beautiful indigenous art and people's, you know, protest signs and that they'd made and all kinds of stuff. And so we used to rehearse there in the beginning days of Soltron. We would gather there. It's kind of like what the in the tech world they call an incubator or like an accelerator, right? That was kind of our version of that.
Sometimes I'm like, whoa, I'm the only brown person right that I can see it right now. And then other times you see people like this tall speaking Quiche, like, and different indigenous languages walking around, and you're like, holy shit, I'm still in the Mission. I feel like in a way what we do is try to keep a stake, a stronghold here in the Mission for our community. Hopefully this thing pops, when this bubble pops and people come back.
Yeah.
But people, I've talked to people at our shows who come from Fairfield, Vallejo, San Jose, far away, you know, who used to live in the Mission. And any other night I would have thought they still live. And then they're like, no, I drove an hour to get here. But I love seeing you guys, and you guys bring it back to the neighborhood.